With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. House Speaker Mike Johnson is very concerned about this week's International Criminal Court arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former defense minister. On the Salem Media Group news program, The Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Johnson says the U.S. needs to take a firm stand against this action.
We need President Biden and Chuck Schumer in the Senate to stand up right now and declare that this arrest warrant cannot be acted upon. We have legislation that is pending there, bipartisan legislation, to counteract this. And so far, Chuck Schumer has not put that legislation on the floor. They need to pass that. The president needs to get out on his international platform and say, enough is enough, and we will not stand for this.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill on radio stations this weekend and also at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, a familiar face returning to the White House budget office in the upcoming Trump administration. Correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
Donald Trump announced that he would nominate Russell Vought to lead the Office of Management and Budget, a position he held during Trump's first term. Vought was closely involved with the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025, a conservative blueprint for Trump's second term. In a statement, the president-elect said Vought knows exactly how to dismantle the deep state and end weaponized government. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Heavy rain from a major storm prompted evacuation warnings for communities near a northern California river that forecasters say could break its banks as the system continued to dump heavy snow in mountainous areas where ski resorts have opened for the season. NATO and Ukraine will hold emergency talks Tuesday after Russia attacked a central city with a hypersonic ballistic missile that escalated near the nearly 33-month-old war. Ukraine's parliament canceled session Friday over the security threat. More online at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. In the final part of our series on Dr. Erwin Lutzer's new book, The Eclipse of God, the pastor emeritus of Moody Church in Chicago zeroes in on the need for Christians to be equipped with biblical answers to deal with challenges in our modern culture. A good example, Lutzer contends, is the nationwide battle over illegal immigration.
You know, you look at the Bible, God is very interested in borders. He told Abraham, you have this land and here's the border here. So to say, as Marxists do, that we should not have any borders, anybody can live wherever they want, long term, this cannot be sustained. And even cities like Chicago, where I live, are beginning to understand that what they have been teaching and the beliefs that they have had are unsustainable.
In his newest book, The Eclipse of God, from Harvest House Publishers, Dr. Lutzer adds that returning to biblical truth and the Word of God is the best way to bring light to America's culture of darkness. This is SRN News. Wall Street reaches another record.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, giving the market its fifth gain in a row and notching another record high for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Friday. The Dow added 426 points. It's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite tacked on 0.2%. Gap soared 12.8% after reporting quarterly results that easily beat analysts' estimates. EchoStar fell 2.8% after DirecTV called off its purchase of that company's Dish Network unit. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged down to 4.41%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Bitcoin is jumping again, setting another new high above $99,000. The cryptocurrency has been shattering records almost daily since the election and has rocketed more than 40% higher in just 2 weeks. It's now at the doorstep of $100,000. You'll find more online at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.